The question was asked, how are we to understand things that happen in the world when it seems like some things are just a product of nature? How do we view our responsibilities or the hand of God in things that seem to be just natural occurrences? If there's global warming, there's global warming. So I think that one of the important points we have to remember is Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara tells us that the rabbis had an issue with two families. One family was the family of Avtinas, and the other family was the family of Garmu. Two families of Kohanim, and they had responsibilities within the temple. The family of Garmu were experts at preparing the special bread, the Lechem Hapanim. The family of Avtinas were experts in spices, and they knew how to prepare the spices for the Ktores. And the rabbis asked them to teach others how to do it, and they refused. And so the rabbis tried to remove them from the post. The rabbis brought in scientific experts from other parts of the world, in this case from Alexandria and Egypt. And those experts tried to replicate the work of Beit Garmu, or the work of Beit Avtinas, these two families. And they got it almost right. They could make the bread, but they couldn't quite remove it from the bread the same way. They couldn't quite remove it from the oven the same way that Beit Garmu did. They had the bread was made in an unusual shape that it was very difficult to move it. It was like an open box with two sides missing. And in order to maintain its shape, if it doesn't have two of the sides, well, you have to bake it gently and move it gently, and they didn't know how to remove it from the oven without breaking it, so they had to bake it on the outside of the oven, and it just didn't work out the same way. So the rabbi said, you know what, everything God created in the world is for his honor, and therefore even the house of Garmu, I guess we're going to have to use them for God's honor, even though we're not so, we don't have such high approval of them. But they were also, they were granted this talent so that they would make the Lechem Hapanim, God's bread. And the same thing happened with Beit Avtinas, when they asked them to teach other people how to make the special spices of the Ktores. They refused. They brought in experts from Alexandria, and they got it almost right, but they couldn't. The Talmud tells us that when they wanted to reinstate the Garmu family protested. They went on strike. They said, you want us back? You got to pay us double the wages. So they paid him a very, very high price when they were reinstated. And the same thing with the house of Avtinas. After the Gemara quotes this story, the Gemara says, Mikan amar ben Azai. From this story, Ben Azai taught, from the story of the house of Garmu and the house of Avtinas, Ben Azai taught the following. Beshimcha yikra'ucha. A person shouldn't worry that someone else is going to take his livelihood. Because whether you like it or not, they're going to call you by your name and they're going to reinstate you. If that's the job you're supposed to have, that's the job you're going to have. And the fact that someone else is competing and someone else is vying for the post, don't worry about it. You see what happened with the house of Garmu. The rabbis didn't want them. But in heaven, obviously they did. For whatever reason, they were supposed to be the ones making the bread. So they got their job back. The house of Avtinas, they were unemployed. They brought in experts from Alexandria. But in heaven, it seems that they were supposed to be the ones slated for making this livelihood. And so they were reinstated. So, Bishimcha yikrucha. They will call you by your name. Uvimkomcha yoshivucha. And they'll place you back in your slot. Don't worry about it. If that's the position you're supposed to have, they will not be able to fill it with someone else. Umishelcha yitnu lecha. And don't think that they're giving you a gift when they're giving you your livelihood. In heaven, it's decided how much a person's supposed to make each year, and what a person gets is what he's supposed to get. Umishelcha yitnu lecha. They're giving you what you're supposed to get. En adam nogea b'muchan l'chavero. A person cannot touch that which has been set up for his fellow man. Ve'en malchut nogat b'chaverta. Nor can one kingship, one reign, encroach upon the reign of another, afilu kimlo nima, even a hair's width. There is that moment when the next king is supposed to come to power, and at that moment he will. There is that parnasa which a person is supposed to have, and that's the way it's going to be. If they try to demote Beit Garmo and Beit Avtinas, maybe in heaven they decided they need to get a raise. So it's going to end up that way. So although there seem to be natural causes for things to occur, and we are supposed to contend with those natural causes, we don't sit idly by and say, well, there's global warming and the ice caps are going to melt and there are going to be whole continents that are going to be mowed over with all the excess water. Let's just ignore it. If there is good scientific cause to take steps to prevent it, so we do. And nonetheless, we realize that at the end of the day, after all our efforts, we're not the ones running the show. we're not. And we don't have control. And if it's supposed to happen, it will happen. And if it's not supposed to happen, it won't happen. Sometimes in heaven they say, it's up to you. If you work hard enough, it'll work its way out this way. And if you don't, it'll work its way out the other way. Our responsibility is to do our hishtadlut. But at the end of the day, we also have to recognize that we don't control. Well, we don't control nature. We don't control our job. We don't control our health. We have no control. We do our best to protect it. We have a responsibility. Everything's in the hands of heaven other than what's hot and cold. Meaning there are simple things in nature where we do have to, you have to wear a sweater or you'll be cold. It's in your hands, whether you'll turn on the air conditioning or not. The heat and cold is in our hands. Hashem did leave some basic elements of nature in our hands, and heat and cold are just examples. It doesn't only mean heat and cold, it means there are basic things that are our responsibility. But at the end of the day, it's not in our control. We could do our best, and we have to do our best. We have to recognize that after all said and done, even though there seem to be natural causes, but Chazal taught us to look behind the natural causes and recognize that there's a hand that's moving all of it. Throughout Tanakh, you see this message being reiterated. So here Chazal spelled it out about the house of Garmu and house of Avtinas, but if you look at Megillas Esther, it's the same idea. Cause and effect. Well, Ahasuerus hates the Jews, Haman hates the Jews, it's only natural they should form a friendship. It's only natural that they should write these declarations and make these decrees to annihilate the Jews. And then it seems only natural that the princess, who was a modest, quiet girl, who until now the queen didn't want to say anything, well, now she's going to stand up and make this whole plot to frame Haman, that he's trying to kill her, and look at him, he's really behind all the problems in the kingdom. And that's going to work, and that all seems natural, but Chazal say no. It's all miraculous. It's all unusual. But Hashem does everything like Esther in a hidden fashion. And that's the way we view the occurrences, be it global warming, where on the one hand, if it's a real threat, I don't know enough about it, but if it's real, then we have to do what we can about it. And on the other hand, we have to recognize that at the end of the day, we don't run the show. We do our best. And even if it seems natural, we don't attribute it to this force called nature. As the Kuzari writes, back in his day already, he writes that the word nature is the way scientists contend with God. If you don't want to talk about God, you say Mother Nature. Mother Nature has it that man is attracted to the woman, and that's why there's more children in the world. Mother Nature has it that there's an ecosystem that ensures that things keep running the way they should. Mother Nature has it. What's Mother Nature? Who is Mother Nature? There is no Mother Nature. It's the things that have a system, that there's an order in the world that would indicate God, but we don't want to say God, so we say there's nature. We don't understand it any other way. Why is there this system in the world? Why is there an ecosystem? The system is the handiwork of God. When we don't want to recognize it, so we say nature. And that's true in everything. Yes, there is nature, but God made that nature. And when we look at it, we have to recognize that it's His hand guiding it. We have a responsibility to do the best we can. We also have a responsibility to recognize that there's a hand up there that's controlling it all.